Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Blasingame, thank you very much for hanging out with me. Broadcasting live from Louisville, Kentucky at the American Chamber of Commerce Executives Convention, ACCE.org is their website. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. You know what that is. Please check it out when you get a chance to. We got a lot of stuff there, putting up new stuff all the time. And if you're a member of a Chamber of Commerce, then you can go to our website. You can download these segments I've been doing today on, and I will do tomorrow on Chambers of Commerce. You're welcome to put them up on your website, so check that out. Having a great visit with our friend Roy Williams, President and CEO of the Greater Oklahoma City Chamber of Commerce, where this convention will be next year. And we talked about that, Roy, in a couple of segments ago. But what I'd like for you to do now, by the way, before we go any further, give us your website. Tell folks how they can find the Oklahoma City Chamber website.
GreaterOklahomaCity.com.
GreaterOklahomaCity.com.
GreaterOKCChamber.com.
Okay, GreaterOKCChamber.
Chamber.com.
Chamber.com. All right, so check that out. So tell us what's going on in Oklahoma City and what the Chamber is doing to contribute.
Well, in Oklahoma City's structure is a little different than a lot of other organizations, and we call ourselves an economic development organization first and a chamber second, meaning all of the economic development functions are under our roof. We mm-hmm. run the Convention and Visitor Bureau. We contract with the city and county to do economic development. We manage a 10-county regional economic development partnership. We run a 5-year economic development initiative for Oklahoma City. And we have a chamber that has over 5,400 corporate members. So
Wow. We're
a very large chamber, one of the largest chambers in the U.S., and it's because that's what our leadership wants. They want everything there where they can go to one board meeting a month, not five different board meetings a month, and look at all the resources that are available and allocate those resources to the top priorities. As a result, we spend a whole lot of time on thinking about the community long term and being the entity that runs community campaigns. We run all the city, county, school bond issues, special initiatives.
Wow.
What we refer to as our MAPS programs. We run them out of our office. So we know how to run campaigns, not political campaigns, but community campaigns.
Yeah. Wow, that's a real, I'm really glad to hear that, Roy. Folks, this is, and you can do this kind of thing on a smaller scale. I mean, Oklahoma City is a big place, so most folks listening, Roy, don't live in a, you know, they belong to a chamber that's a lot smaller, but you can use what Oklahoma City is doing on a less macro scale. You can still do some of these things that Roy's talking about. Roy, what are you doing in your chamber to make sure small business owners, as a big chamber as you have, what are you doing to make sure small business owners are represented and their voices are heard?
Well, I mean, we certainly reach out and we very proactively, because 95% of our members are small businesses, you know, it's not hard to find them. They're predominant.
Right.
And so we make sure we're engaged with them, we listen to them. You know, and what they care most about is running a business in an area that has a vibrant economy. Because if the economy's stagnant, they have really no good chance of growing their business. So we work a whole lot on the business environment. We've had the lowest unemployment rate of metropolitan cities over a million for the last 36 months. We're at 5% unemployment. And
congratulations. How much of that is attributed to the oil and gas situation?
A portion of it, but we also have a very strong and big bioscience sector, aviation and aerospace, and also hospitality industry is big in Oklahoma.
So you've got a diverse economy there, haven't you?
Extremely diverse. People tend to think we're just an energy hub. That only represents less than 10% of our economy.
Really? Well, that's very good. That's good information. I'm glad to hear that. I've got about a minute left. What would you like to make sure people know about Oklahoma City?
Well, a lot of people have seen Oklahoma City through the NBA. They've seen the Oklahoma City Thunder make it to the NBA Finals. and got to see some pictures if they watched any of that. But what I would tell them is, if you really want to see a city that is relevant and a city that has totally transformed itself in the last 20 years from the depths of a recession in the 80s, you really need to look at Oklahoma City. It is phenomenal what is going on. It's phenomenal what the people decided they wanted to do with their city. And we have built infrastructure that is world-class.
And so it sounds like you guys have also transformed your chamber into a full partner with that community. And I want to congratulate you on that, Roy.
Well, thank you. Yeah, when you're running these community campaigns, then the public sector has to talk to you, has to work with you, because they rely
on you. I got
to
wrap it up, Roy. Thank you for being here. I'll see you later today at the convention. Roy Williams, ladies and gentlemen, with Oklahoma City. I'm Jim Blassing, and I got to sign off for right now, but I'll be back tomorrow from Louisville.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.